This is Peter Overby in Washington. The business executives at today's forum aren't just leaders in their industries. Most of them are also generous campaign donors, and their generosity illustrates the importance of business interests in modern politics. As a group, the 36 business leaders gave $1.7 million in the last campaign. This is according to the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonprofit group that monitors the flow of campaign cash. Of that $1.7 million, $1.6 went to Republicans. Consider this thumbnail sketch of Enron, the energy company, its board chairman, Kenneth Lay, and their political money. Over the past 2 years, Enron and its employees made more than $2 million in political contributions. Republicans got 70% of it. Lay was a pioneer in the Bush primary campaign. That means he raised at least $100,000 for Bush from other people. He's personally given more than $300,000 to Republicans, just $8,000 to Democrats. And in late November, Lay and his wife gave another $10,000, the limit, to the Bush recount committee. A spokeswoman for Enron said today that only the chairman could discuss his role in the Bush Economic Forum, and he was unavailable. The spokeswoman said that if anyone questions possible ties between the forum and campaign contributions, those questions should be directed to the Bush administration. Questions like that have been directed to Bush spokesman Ari Fleischer. Today, he said, they should be dismissed.
The attendees are drawn on the basis of their expertise, their knowledge about their particular communities or industries, and about the ideas they hold. Whether they're contributors or not contributors has no bearing at all.
Well, all I can say is that it clearly looks like that people who are making contributions are getting access.
Larry Noble is director of the Center for Responsive Politics.
You have, of the people that are attending the conference, 36 people, 31 gave, 31 contributed. So it clearly looks as if the contributions are equaling access, which is really just a continuation of the system that we've seen for years.
The pattern continues tomorrow. Bush has a technology meeting with 15 high-tech executives. Almost all of them gave to Bush. None contributed to Vice President Al Gore. Dell Computers CEO Michael Dell is one of Bush's most vocal supporters in the high-tech field. He's been invited to both forums. In September, Dell and his wife gave the Republican National Committee $250,000. Not everyone at the forums can write the big checks. Five of today's participants gave no money at all. And one of the business leaders actually wrote out $2,000 checks to the Gore campaign. That was Ivan Seidenberg, president of Verizon Communications. He sent identical checks to Bush. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.